بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith which is mentioned in Tabrani Sharif and Ibn Hibban, where Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه says that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His rahmat, and the angels make dua maghfirat, dua for forgiveness, for those people who partake of sehri. Alhamdulillah, we are just, most of us had sehri and come to the masjid. In this hadith, we understand the importance of sehri. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word that is mentioned is yusalluna. And that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His khas mercy, His rahmat, and the angels, they make dua maghfirat. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive such a person. And this particular hadith, those people who partake of sehri. So it is very important to partake of sehri, to eat something at sehri time. Even though it may be just a khajur or a sip of water. It is mentioned in some riwayat, just a sip of water is sufficient also. The difference between the Muslims and the Ahl Kitab is that the Muslims, the believers, they partake of sehri, while the Ahl Kitab do not partake of sehri. In some ahadith it is mentioned, فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. There is great blessings by eating sehri. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would make sure they should partake of sehri. One sahabi, he used to tell his people to prepare some food, but he would just eat a few morsels. So they asked him, why are you making us undergo so much of trouble and preparing food for you when you're only taking a few, just a morsel or just a sip of water? So he mentioned the importance of partaking of sehri. That even if it means just taking a sip of water, it is important that we should even take the sip of water. This is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people say, I don't need to take sehri and I'm able to fast without sehri. My respected brothers and elders, the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, is to partake of sehri. But the other important point here is that the angels make dua maghfirat. Inshallah, we'll discuss today. There are many, many people that are mentioned in the hadith that the angels make dua maghfirat for them. And I'm sure every person wants that the angels must make dua maghfirat for them. Amongst the people that are mentioned, is that person who sleeps at night on taharat. In other words, he makes wudu and then he goes to bed. At night, when he goes to sleep, after performing wudu or ghusl, then an angel is also present there the entire night with him. And each time this person moves on either side, when he turns his karwat, as we say, then that angel makes dua for him. Allahumma ghfir li abdik, O Allah, forgive this servant of yours, فَإِنَّهُ بَاتَ طَاهِرًا, because he has slept tonight in a pure condition. He has taken ablution and he has cleansed himself and he has slept in this condition. O Allah, forgive him. So from this we understand the importance of sleeping or going to sleep after performing wudu. A second person that has been mentioned is that person who spends his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given him whatever, and he spends something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every morning, two angels, they make an announcement. One angel says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. O Allah, that person who has spent in your path, he has taken out some of his wealth and he has given for your sake. O Allah, that wealth that he has removed from his wealth and he has given in your path, Ya Allah, now you replace him with that wealth. Give him something better. Ulama say also that he will get something in this world, and also what is implied, that he will get sawab in the akhirat. Whilst the other angel will say, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. O Allah, that person who has hoarded his wealth, who is a miser, and who is not spending in your path, O Allah, destroy his wealth, and not give him any sawab in the hereafter. Then there are those people who visit the sick. When a person visits a sick, alhamdulillah, there are many, many virtues for visiting a sick person. It is mentioned one hadith, man aada maridan, wa zara akhan lahu fillah, Nadahu munadin bi antibta wa taba mamshaka wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila. When a person visits a sick person, then the angels call out and they say, your walking is excellent, you have done a very good action, and you have built your home in Jannat. But in one hadith it is mentioned that 70,000 angels make dua in maghfirat for the person who goes and visits his sick brother. 70,000 angels. All we did is just went there, made salam to the person, asked him how he's feeling. And of course, there are various etiquettes which go with visiting a sick person, inshallah, some other occasion. But 70,000 angels make dua in maghfirat for him. Then there are those people who fill in the saf from the beginning, from the first saf. In fact, first the riwayat mentions that the angels make dua in maghfirat for those musallis who fill in the right side of the first saf. They get the first dua of these angels. Obviously, everybody can't stand in the first, right in the beginning, on the right-hand side of the imam. But there's great virtue for filling the saf on the right-hand side of the imam, and then afterwards, the left-hand side of the imam of the first saf. After that, the angels make dua and maghfirat for the second and the third saf. Ala sufufil awwali, the very first safs, they get the first and the khas rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the khas dua and maghfirat. So all of us, we should try and fill in the masjid from the first saf. Many of us have a bad habit like myself sometimes. We're sitting in the back. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq of coming in front. It makes it easy for the musallis to come, especially the time of Jumu'ah. If we're going to fill the masjid from the back, it's going to become very difficult for those latecomers, and then they have to climb over our shoulders and cause a lot of takleef to every person. So the angels make dua and maghfirat for those people who fill in the first saf on the right hand side first, and then the left hand side, and then the other remaining sufuf. Then the angels make dua and maghfirat for that musalli who remains seated on his musalla after salat, and he does not give any person any type of takleef. He does not hurt any person. Neither does he break his wudu. So as long as his wudu is intact and he does not give any person takleef, for that period, for the duration, the angel says, Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, shower your mercy upon him. Then when the imam says, Ghairil maghdubi alayhim wal dhalin in Surah Fatiha, at that time, we should say Ameen. Of course, the difference in mazahib, the Hanafi mazhab is that we say Ameen softly. Other mazahibs, they say that you must read it loudly. There is difference of opinion regarding that. We are talking on the Hanafi mazhab now, that you should say Ameen softly. But the important thing is to say Ameen. When the Imam says, Waladdallin, then you must say Ameen. Because it is mentioned in the hadith, that when your Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angel, in other words, the angels also, at the end of the Surah Fatiha of the Imam, they also say Ameen. And what is the meaning of Ameen? O Allah, accept his dua. Istajib du'a'ahu. O Allah, answer his dua. Surah Fatiha is a dua. We're asking for Sirat al-Mustaqim. So when the Imam says, Ghairil maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin, then we should also say Ameen softly. Because the angel also says Ameen. And when our Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angel, that means he's making dua in maghfirat for us, then all our minor sins are forgiven. There are many other categories of people that are mentioned in the hadith, and one specific one which I will discuss also now is that person who, when he comes into the masjid and the jamaat stands up, that it is very, very important that we should fill in the gaps. There should be no empty spaces. And that person who fills in an empty space, the angel makes dua maghfirat for him. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna. The same words I mentioned, that Allah gives, he sends his rahmat upon that person, and the angels make dua maghfirat. May yasiluna sufuf. All those people who join in the sufuf, who fill in all the gaps, and they make sure there's no gap in front of him. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they would try and they should compete one another to fill in the first saf. In fact, even if it meant that they had to draw lots, they would draw lots just to make sure they come in the first saf and they fill in all the gaps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this great blessing that the angels make dua and maghfirat for us. There are many, many other categories mentioned. Like how the angels make dua and maghfirat for us, there are angels that also curse many people. And just to mention one or two, we're not going to discuss the details, are those people who sway and slander the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Those people who curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar and the other Sahaba, the angels curse such a person. May Allah save us. There are some people who have stooped to such a level that they keep the names of their dogs Abu Bakr, Aisha. May Allah save us from such people. Then the famous hadith that is mentioned in the month of Ramadan, that Nabiya Kareem made Ameen to the baddua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam cursed that person. The angels curse such a person. Now one who fails to obey his parents. His parents are old and he has an opportunity of now serving them, but he fails to serve them. So the angels curse such a person. The second person is that person who fails to send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam name is taken and he fails to send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third person, the month of Ramadan goes by and this person fails to make istighfar on his behalf. So such a person is also cursed by the angels. Whilst mentioning about durood, it is mentioned that that person who sends one durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 70 blessings on such a person and the angels make dua in maghfirat for him 70 times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.